Thoughts on Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. Christ the center. Now the apostle takes us on elevated ground here. We're climbing up here. And he takes us right up to the top. He takes us to Christ himself. 1 Peter 1 verse 8. Let me read the verse to you. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled and so on. But we'll stop there. The point is this. Peter has been speaking about the present trials, the present dilemma. Of course we've got this glorious hope. And of course we've got this glorious heritage. We're elect of God, regenerate, but we're suffering. But what is the believer's hope? What sustains us? What maintains us? What gives us expectation now? These have come and so on, that the trial of our faith may work for us an exceeding weight of glory. But it's Christ, and it's when Jesus Christ will be revealed that our full salvation will come. When he appears again and we're raised after the judgment to enter into that everlasting salvation. What about now? Though you have not seen him, well, that's me. You love him. Oh, God, make it true. And even though you do not see him now, that's me. You believe in him. Oh, may that be true for each one of us. You see, it's Christ. Christ is the center. Christ is the sum. Christ is the substance. This is what he's saying. Already he's told us. We're redeemed. And who accomplished that redemption? Verse 2. By the blood of Jesus Christ, his sufferings. Christ is the believer's reward. Christ is raised. Christ is raised from the dead, verse 3. And Christ is coming back, verse 7. As Paul will tell the Colossians, Christ is all. And that's what Peter's doing here. How many times he says, him, him, him. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And although you do not see him now, you believe in him now, and so on. It's him, it's him. Yes, theology, doctrine. I'm not saying a word about that. No, no. But it's Christ, my friend. Is it the confession? No, it's Christ. You have not seen him. You do not see him. But you love him. He is, as I say again, the center, the sum, and the substance. Believer, are you trusting unto you who believe? Those of you who believe in him, you're trusting him. You're trusting him for your redemption. You're trusting him for your reward. You're trusting him for your everlasting salvation. You're trusting him to bring you into everlasting glory. It's not a system. It's not a routine. It's a person. It's not churchianity, it's Christ. You trust, you love, you serve, you look for, you wait for, you point to, you preach. You lift up Christ, for Christ is all. Christ is the sum. Christ is the substance. Christ is the gospel. Oh, any preachers hearing me? Whatever we preach, may we make sure that we preach Christ. We point men to him. We preach unto you Jesus Christ as Lord. God forbid that I should glory. God forbid that I should not preach the gospel. I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. As I say, not a system, not a theology, not a confession, but Christ himself. Not churchianity, not religion, but Christ. For Christ is all. Oh, that everybody listening to me might trust him, love him, look for him, and wait for him. Oh, don't stay in the grovelling shadows and pits of despair. Come onto the high ground and live with and for looking to Jesus Christ. Amen.